Now the Federal Drive with Tom Temin.
Hello, and thanks for joining us on this Monday, March 13th, 2017, 6 minutes past the hour. I'm Tom Temin. Our producers are Lauren Larson and Eric White. Our web editors, Jory Heckman and Michael O'Connell. Coming up in this hour of the Federal Drive, we get one informed view, when all the smoke is blown away, of whether the Veterans Affairs Department has actually improved over the last couple of years. Plus, a former Marine reflects on her experience with sexual harassment and what she did and did not do about it. Those stories and much more ahead during this hour of the Federal Drive. But first, federal infrastructure, both tangible and virtual, is in the spotlight again as current and former administration executives predict what could be in the cybersecurity executive order, if it ever comes out. And the General Services Administration says goodbye to one of its top officials in charge of brick-and-mortar infrastructure. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And Meredith, let's begin with cybersecurity infrastructure, where everybody's waiting for something. Will be the policy and directive from the Trump administration. Do we know anything yet?
Still not really. But Sam Palmisano, he's the former IBM CEO and vice chairman of the Commission on Enhancing National Cybersecurity, said we could see something in a week or so. And he said this at a recent CSIS event. And he said, but I also would have said that a week ago before then. So we're all kind of just hurrying up and waiting.
And CSIS, that is the Center for Strategic and International Studies, sponsor of the latest report to the 45th presidency.
Yes, yeah.
Just as they had the 44th 8 years ago.
Yep. And,
got it.
And so he was on, and so I went and heard him speak on a panel, and he had just come from the White House and so was late, and he said, well, I'm going back in the afternoon to actually go look over some sort of draft of this cyber executive order. So he said, if the fact that the administration is looking for feedback means it's coming along. And so we've been waiting for this since late January. Rumor had it the order was going to be signed January 31st, but after Trump met with public and private sector cyber experts, he decided to pull back on its release, which is something in itself if you ask Kirsten Toth. She's the executive director of the National Cybersecurity Commission.
The good news is who would have thought 4, 6, even maybe 3 years ago that we'd be all waiting with bated breath for an EO on cybersecurity, but we are, and that's a fantastic thing, and that I think demonstrates the importance of this issue and how we're all looking at the criticality of it, both for national security as well as economic security.
A briefing by a senior administration official back in February offered some clues as to what could be included in the order. And one of the main takeaways from the February briefing was that the Trump administration wants department secretaries to be held more accountable for managing their agency's cyber risks. The draft order would require agency senior leaders to implement the cybersecurity framework developed by NIST to measure and mitigate risk. And CSIS's Cyber Policy Task Force released its own recommendations, like you said. And Stephen Chabinsky, a CSIS Task Force member, said, well, we might be setting up these leaders to fail.
I mean, if they don't have the tools to create the security that we on the commission were hearing from the private sector, right? They don't have the $600 million and 2,000 people that are going to be doing this full time. There is a drain, both in terms of the personnel skills that they have, the movement of those skills, even between agencies, even if not out of the government, their ability to procure new technologies. So I do want to make sure that it's one thing to say that they're responsible. Yeah. I agree that they need responsibility, but that responsibility, in my mind, is a leadership role that will bring to the fore what the real issues are. And if we look at the last draft executive order, to the extent that the leaked order was correct, and a reflection of what the administration is thinking, we see a big focus on risk management principles, which include assessing what the risks are, which I think every leader must do, and then addressing how you're either going to mitigate or accept that risk, and why. And that every leader can do.
That was Stephen Chabinsky, a CSIS task force member.
And I guess between then and now, we've had the CIA breach that was posted at WikiLeaks. So maybe that'll add a little urgency to this, a little needle in the rump of the camel there.
One would think, yeah, we're all just kind of hurrying up and waiting for this.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, and there's news on the brick and mortar side of the federal government infrastructure. What do you know?
So a Federal News Radio, somewhat regular, but more importantly, the commissioner of the GSA's Public Building Service, Norman Dong, is headed to the private sector. He's actually headed to Federal City Council, where one of his former bosses, a previous mayor of D.C., is working. He's going under the Intergovernmental Personnel Act, so he's kind of on loan from GSA. So whoever takes over for him is going to have some big issues that they'll have to deal with. There's the FBI headquarters planning, also the old post office pavilion, Trump Hotel,
that's just a legalistic thing. They'll settle somewhere.
A legalistic thing, yeah. But they, because they handle the, it's one of the faces of GSA, so at very least they might, their name might come up in some sort of discussion.
But with the FBI headquarters, they're planning on a multi-billion-dollar mm-hmm. project, and you know how those can go.
Yes, and it's just a huge project. We're still trying to figure out where it's going to go. So that'll definitely be something that's there.
And we learned on Friday that project might be put on hold pending a budget review. And of course, we know that management of real property came up on the high-risk list from the Government Accountability Office, and I think one of the things they cited was VA construction, too.
Yeah, that's one of the big issues, is the real property management on high risk, and so that's something, obviously, the public building services will have to deal with. And that's also part of the other thing that's going on recently with infrastructure. In Congress, there's a couple bills out to help manage federal real property. So there's a Federal Real Property Low-Hanging Fruit Act.
Is that really what it's called?
That is actually what it is called, yes.
And maybe that's the problem with Congress, is getting a little silly about naming
some
bills.
Some of the crazy names that they have, yeah. And so that will create a pilot program in Energy, USDA, and GSA to help get public-private leases, because part of the problem is that there are these excess buildings that are underutilized or in disrepair, and if we can make them easier to lease out to people, maybe we can make them a little bit nicer. Another bill that's out there is to buy American-made, including real property projects, which include federal infrastructure.
American-made I-beams.
Yes, and glass and steel and all that good stuff. And then there's other bills dealing with broadband wireless, which doesn't really sound like it would deal with real property, but part of the requirements of these two bills is to create an inventory of government properties that you could build broadband infrastructure in. And one of the issues that GAO has highlighted in its high-risk list is that it's really hard to actually nail down how many properties the government has and what state they're in, where they are, because each agency kind of does its own standards for data. So everybody's kind of, you know, here are the apples, here are the oranges, and nobody can kind of figure out how to combine everything.
So maybe condos in the Cotton Annex?
I would totally live there. That place is great.
Nice looking building.
Yeah, they just auctioned it off too, actually, for like $30 million.
Okay, well, good deal. I wonder what those condos will cost. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
And you can follow her coverage at federalnewsradio.com. Still to come on Federal News Radio, we get one informed view, when the smoke has blown away, of whether the Veterans Affairs Department has actually improved over the last couple of years. But first, a former Marine reflects on her experience with sexual harassment and what she did and did not do about it. It's the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.